Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're locked into DFW's number one sports station, 105.3 The Fan. This is Kevin Gray alongside RJ Choppy. It is Sean and RJ on your Turn It On, Leave It On station, 105.3 The Fan. Troy Hughes holding it down, as he always does here on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Odyssey. The Autoflex Leasing Fan text 877-881-1053. Did the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, have the best supporting cast in all of the NFL? We'll dive into that here in just a moment. And this Denver Broncos says that he knows that Deshaun Watson wants to become a Denver Bronco, which is where we'll start. Denver Broncos safety Kareem Jackson on the Catching Fades podcast alongside your man Aqib Talib.
By the way, such a star.
Aqib Talib.
Get Aqib on every net. Stop it.
Sorry. Come on, stop. Troy.
Get Aqib on every national broadcast. Get Collinsworth out of here and let Aqib Talib be there with Alsomnia Michaels so I don't fall asleep during that broadcast.
Here is Kareem Jackson talking to Aqib Talib about something he may know about Deshaun Watson, where he might want to go.
All he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him like, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. Like during the time while I was going through, you know, my little free agency thing and I end up signing back here. Before I signed, he called. He was like, man, are you going to sign? I was like, I don't know. I ain't sure yet. He was like, well, you know, let me know what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. And I signed back. He was like, listen, man, tell him that I want to be in Denver.
I mean, with the supporting cast that the Houston Texans are running around with these days, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, that Deshaun Watson would want to go to Denver. But what's with Denver? Aaron Rodgers?
Look, they got Deshaun a good Watson. Team, man. Denver what's with a quarterback? Denver with a quarterback ain't that bad.
You sure you want Vic Fangio as your head coach right now, though?
The coach don't matter. If you're Aaron Rodgers, the coach don't matter. Yeah, give me Judy and Sutton. We're good to go. Good offensive line, good running back, good running game, I should say. Two good wide receivers. Don't they have Noah Fant as their tight end?
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on now. If you're a quarterback, find me what? They're probably one of the top, with a quarterback. Let's just put a quarterback there. They're one of the top eight destinations offensively.
With the amount of wide receiver, with Courtland Sutton, yeah, with Jerry Judy.
Fant, O-line, running game.
They need a quarterback. Because defensively, they should be pretty good. Dude, they signed Kyle Fuller away from Chicago. You still got Bradley Chubb there. Of course, Von Miller looking at having a bounce back year. They've got some good pieces there in Denver. And yeah, a lot of the things, if they just need to get a quarterback, it could be right there as far as the AFC West is concerned. But at the same time, Kareem Jackson feels like he's got the pulse on one, Deshaun Watson, and his situation going on in Denver.
I mean, their offense is better than Green Bay's with Aaron Rodgers. If you were to trade Aaron Rodgers, if you were to put Aaron Rodgers on Denver as opposed to Green Bay, you know, they don't have as good of a one.
Yeah, with Devontae Adams.
Devontae's much better. And Aaron Jones is very, very good.
Right.
But good offensive line, two good receivers, really good tight end, good running game. I mean, I should say it's better, but it's about the same. They're a good team. They're a good team with a quarterback.
So, obviously, that's still something to continue to play itself out. But Kareem Jackson believes that Deshaun Watson is like, hey, get me to Denver. I shouldn't say like everybody wants to go play in Denver. Even Aaron Rodgers potentially also there. But as that kind of gets us into our best supporting cast for quarterbacks around the NFL. And as I mentioned with Deshaun Watson, even if he does remain there, not necessarily the best supporting cast that he's running around with guys like Randall Cobb and others. going into this upcoming season. And right now, and this comes from Bleacher Report, they've got Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills listed as the quarterbacks of choice right now with the supporting cast of guys like Randall Cobb and others.
Tyrod's not all that bad. Tyrod gets a bad rap. He becomes the play. Like, wherever he goes, like, he's about to have a superstar take over for him. Be it Josh Allen or Justin Herbert. The Baker before, you know, took over from him, too. But he's not a superstar. But, I mean, Tyrod's fine. You could do okay. You're not going to win. You're not going to make the playoffs every year. You're not going to win a Super Bowl, but you'll be okay. Tyrod ain't that bad. But they are just destitute down there right now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of talent. By the way, I don't know if you saw the report. Your man David Culley, the new head coach of the Houston Texans, mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, we're good on minicamp. We're not going to have minicamp. I don't understand. So you got the Philadelphia Eagles, new head coach with Nick Sirianni. The Houston Texans, new head coach with David Culley. Hey, minicamp, y'all gonna participate? Mm-hmm. Nah, we're good. What? If anything, the two of you need to have minicamp. Maybe Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, maybe the Cowboys, some other teams that don't need minicamp. No, the two of you, your teams need minicamp because the dumpster fire that is the Philadelphia Eagles and the Houston Texans right now, y'all need all the practice time that you can get.
They do.
So I don't get the rationale behind the Eagles and Texans punting on practice because they need practice.
I don't get it either. From the coach's standpoint, from the player's standpoint, it's like, oh, great. We don't need to do
this. Yeah, if you're a player, that's great. No practice. I mean, no problem.
I personally don't get much out of mini camps, but I get why the coaches do. And especially if you're a first-year coach.
Exactly.
With a new quarterback, you would think you would want that. So this is probably just so they don't have to worry about finding Deshaun Watson.
That's the least of their problems right now. So let's get into the top five.
But I'll tell you what this is. I'm sorry about that. I think the players hate the ownership in Houston. And they're mad that they're going to hold Deshaun hostage. So they're trying to curry favor by giving them their time off. Smart move. It's a very smart move. Like, if you're Easterby, the charlatan, as they call him down there, you could say, hey, guys, man, well, look, we love you guys. We're just going to give you, you're gonna give you your time off here.
You don't have to worry about coming to work. Don't worry about that.
No. Don't worry about nothing. See, that's why this guy's a charlatan.
Trying to curry the favor of players by giving them time off of work. Whatever, I've heard that before. Baker Mayfield, does he have a top five supporting cast in the National Football League, according to Bleacher Report? He does. Big year for Odell Beckham Jr. coming back from a torn ACL alongside his running mate Jarvis Landry. But obviously, this offensive line is really good in Cleveland. I really appreciate the fact that how Kevin Stefanski handled his business as a first-year head coach with that football team and how he was able to get the most out of Baker Mayfield even in his first year as he continues to help him grow. But that supporting cast with that offensive line with Jedrick Wills out there, that's a really, really good team offensively. That if Baker Mayfield continues to take the next step and develops as a potential elite passer in this league, now we're talking about an offense that could be much more wide open for them.
I'm fascinated to see how the Browns do this year. How they handle success.
Yeah, and expectations, yeah.
How they handle playing as a front runner. Because there's going to be a lot of hype on the Cleveland Browns. And like, it would not surprise me at all if they don't even make the postseason.
Oh, you think they might take that far of a step back?
Who knows, man?
Not being able to handle expectations?
It's not even that. I mean, like, there's regression that comes with just, you know, defensively, how they're going to be next year. Their defense wasn't very good. So actually, it may actually work in their favor where their defense is a little bit better.
And they think they got theoretically better by signing, you know, Jadeveon Clowney too.
Yeah, absolutely. And just based on the fact that they were them, Kansas City, Tennessee, they were in that Cowboys level of bad last year. And all four defenses are going to be better this year just by default. There's no way the reason is you couldn't be as bad as you were last year. So the Browns actually may be okay. But it's how they handle their success and their expectations, reading your own press clippings and everything. We'll see how that happens.
Plus, you got one of the best running backs in all the NFL and Nick Chubb running around out there.
They got the best tandem.
Between Chubb and Hunt?
I'm trying to think who would have a better running back tandem than they do.
It's difficult to find a better tandem than Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. I mean, Kareem Hunt was the guy who formerly led the NFL in rushing. That's the kind of player we're talking about. That's Nick Chubb's running mate back there. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers come in at number four. Number three on this list.
This is best talent on offense.
This is the best supporting cast around their quarterbacks.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers and the Packers come in at number four, he can have no problem with their GM.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Right?
I mean, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Allen Lazard as the other wide receivers behind Davante Adams. And, of course, Aaron Jones, the starting running back out there.
And a good line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so he didn't tell you about Jordan Love?
No. Jordan Love. No. Not so much.
You know, I don't even believe. See, here, this is not about Aaron Rodgers. This is about his girl. I'm convinced.
Wait, what?
His girl's doing it. Troy, you think that? Are you with
what
me?
What does Celine Woodley have to do with idiot is?
Do you think it's an aspiring actress wants to spend Decembers in Green Bay?
Probably not, but I mean, I haven't heard as much from this girl as I did from Danica or from Olivia Munn, you know?
Right. See, she's a silent assassin.
No, she's
no,
not.
No, come on.
Nah, she's
a silent assassin.
Nah.
My kind of girl.
Oh.
Seriously, though. Like, she's an actress.
Let Aaron Rodgers be happy, man. He's got a new relationship. Let him be happy, man.
I'm letting him be happy, but, you know, she's carrying, she's waving, she's like the godfather with the puppet strings. I don't want to be in Green Bay.
And also, Kevin, RJ's right. This is RJ's kind of girl, because RJ doesn't believe women have the right to speak up freely, so.
Well, now, hang on a second.
Whoa!
Why did I say that?
Whoa!
I don't remember that comment.
You did, all fair.
What?
All fair? Didn't you say that?
I don't remember saying that ever.
Sorry. Maybe I'm throwing stuff out there.
No, you throw stuff up on the wall.
Yeah.
Trying to get it to stick like these wall it takes behind me back here. Dak Prescott, third best supporting cast in the NFL.
Amari Man, Cooper. If he's got the third best, I'm interested to see who one and two are. Because he has got as good as it, he's as good as it gets when it comes to a supporting cast.
Well, I'm going to let you take a shot at 2-1, because I think you'll be able to get who 2-1 are. If the Cowboys are at 3.
Right, Tampa's 1.
Yeah, Tampa's at 1.
And they'll probably say Kansas City.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
It's, of course, Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. What do you consider him as? He's listed, obviously, as a tight end, obviously.
Kelce?
Yeah. Do you consider him wide receiver, tight end, hybrid, or, you know, your traditional?
He is
just a pass catcher.
Like, well, he's a tight end. I say tight end, but this is why I would have loved the Cowboys to draft Pitts, because having an elite player at a position that is void of elite players is such a huge advantage in a cap league, right?
Okay.
You know, like if at the quarterback position, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks. A lot of really good, only a couple elite ones. At the tight end position, who are your elite tight ends?
Yeah, there's only a handful of those. Between Kelce, Kittle,
and Gronk in his prime. Like,
yeah.
Other than that, you know, like, so if you have one of those two guys, you've got a built-in mega advantage.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wall Street Bets. Remember them on Reddit? They're the ones that got the whole AMC and they got them going and GameStop. Well, they are kind of checking out and seeing if they could take another thing from the 2000s to the moon, BlackBerry. They have set their sights on BlackBerry. The smartphone of BlackBerry debuted in March of 2002 and basically has been dead since about, I don't know, 2011. 2012. In 2011, BlackBerry sold 52 million devices. By the fourth quarter of 2016, they had a 0.0% market share. I'm going to say it again.
A 0.0?
They had 200,000 global device sales in 2016. 200,000. So they have seen their revenues go from $20 billion to $1 billion, but continue to miss expectations from Wall Street. So now Wall Street bets, and the BlackBerry stock has been the subject of 7 of the 20 most popular posts on Wall Street Bets, which has got over 10 million subscribers. So here you go. If you are looking at the next whatever, you know, stock to bid on,
yep.
Who knows? This Wall Street Bets folks are pointing directly at BlackBerry.
Well, we know of one guy up here that suddenly has become addicted to the stock market and pretty much went all in with AMC.
Can I get a woot woot?
Yeah, that's you, Sean. Because you had a bag of cash.
A bag of what?
A bag of cash. Because you went all in on the AMC thing. He's probably going to do the same thing here. Here's my thing. I can't remember the last time I saw a BlackBerry.
Oh, no.
Me either.
That wasn't like either A, at a pawn shop, or B, in a, you know, old retro Twitter handle that was showing photos of them. I mean, you said how many? 200,000 or so?
In 2016, they had 200,000 global sales.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know what they do now. Like, what does BlackBerry even do?
Shit, they even have a website.
But, like, man, it's pretty wild. Like, we're going to see. I'm interested to see what happens with this.
Of course, it would be 2021 and BlackBerry would make its way back. Just like, everything is cyclical. Everything comes back eventually. And, of course, BlackBerry would find its way back. I'm surprised they weren't able to keep up with the times as phones continue to develop, that BlackBerry wasn't able to keep up with the times.
Like, they were so revolutionary.
Yeah, when they first came out. Yeah. Like, they were great when they first came out. But they just couldn't keep up.
This was back in the day. I was refusing to get a big phone. Like, I wouldn't get the BlackBerry. I got the Pearl, the little one.
Uh-huh.
Because I was refused to get a big phone. Wanted no part of it. Now, I got the biggest dang phone in the world. My phone's like a tablet. I got that Samsung Note 20 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a Samsung.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. It's wired with C4.
Oh, is that why when I send text messages to you, you don't, you know, your stuff doesn't come up in blue? Just like, you know,
no, he doesn't want it to explode in case he responds to anything on it.
I mean, do you have a pen with yours? I've got a pen with mine.
It's called a stylus.
It's called a stylus.
Yeah, I call it a pen.
That's not what it is.
Yeah, I got one of those.
That is massive. That thing is massive.
Oh, it's a big phone.
How do you carry that thing in your pocket?
Well, I mean, I keep it right next to something else massive. My wallet. My keychain.
Jeez.
By the way, another reason to love Chipotle. Now, you can go to Chipotle, and Chipotle has raised their menu prices by about 3.5 to 4%.
Hold on. You've already messed up.
Yeah, wait, hold on. I wasn't finished.
We're talking
though.
About no, Chipotle.
Yeah, it's you're mispronouncing it. It's not Chipotle. Al Sharpton.
He's getting lunch at Chipotle.
Hey, Chipotle.
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 Well, I'm convinced Al had never heard of Chipotle.
Not a chance.
When that came out.
Well, Chipotle, 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 whatever you want to call it. They're raising their prices about 3.5 to 4%. But that's to cover the cost for higher wages for employees. Because they're going to be hiring more workers. They're going to raise their wages for their employees to contribute to not only get more people to come work for them, but to give their employees better wages coming up in the next couple of years. So just another reason why Chipotle is handling their business in good food. And I'll take care of their people. So good.
See, I don't think that's very honorable. If they were honorable, they would keep the prices the same and pay their employees more. But instead, they're just going to charge us for the raises of employees.
So you getting charged up over 40 cents? Is that how cheap you are?
No, but do you see the point?
It's 40 cents, child.
They're just trickling it down to the rest of us. They're not doing anything honorable by giving their employees more money. They're making us pay for their employee raises. But if they were really honorable, they would give their employees raises and keep their prices the same.
But you got to keep, you know, the cost for things like, you know, raising wages, food costs.
I get it. But don't trickle it down to your customers. It's not our fault.
I like this RJ Romney take you're having right now. Wow.
You're my fault.
You're definitely on a political stand.
I think you were cheap chop, but damn,
that
40 cents?
Cheap. No. I am trying to keep the company accountable. Don't hold me accountable for your employee raises.
You know, Fort Worth just hired. They just elected themselves a new mayor. You missed the boat.
Is it Betsy Price still? Is she not there?
No.
She got ousted?
No. She stepped down. It's a new mayor. Let me look up her name. I believe she's like the youngest mayor of any major city in America. And she's married, RJ. Quit looking at me like that. So, yeah, but you're going on this strong political take. Listen, I don't care. As long as I hear that, you know, employees are getting paid more for those kind of jobs, that's great. That's awesome.
It's going
to
be
something that needs to happen everywhere.
Yeah. So it's going to be $15 per hour on average for a Chipotle restaurant worker. And the company said that it's looking to hire 20,000 new employees ahead of the summer. So if you're looking to work for Chipotle also, they're offering $200 employee referral bonuses. Instead, an employee is promoted to a general manager position with an average of compensation of $100,000 within 3.5 years. So if you're looking to make six figures, it sounds like good work for Chipotle, Chop.
There you go. By the way, do they have lettuce back? Because, I mean, last time I went to Chipotle,
yeah,
there was a lettuce shortage. And I'm like, I didn't hear about this. Lettuce shortage? I didn't hear about a lettuce shortage.
When's the last time you went to a Chipotle?
Wasn't long ago, like maybe a couple weeks, there was no lettuce there.
Yeah, so better options out there. I'm not advertising.
Are you
a Freebirds person?
I'm just saying. Leonard Skerritt had a hell of a song back in the day. So I'll say that. By the way, the mayor of Fort Worth, name escaped me. That is Maddie Parker. Maddie Parker is the new mayor of Fort Worth. I believe she's 37.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah. So we are doing something definitely wrong. At our age, working up here.
Yeah, we're not. That's true. She could work for president. She's old enough.
By the way, what's up with Chris Harrison and The Bachelor? Something about an eight-figure payout on his way out the door for Chris Harrison?
Yes. He got a big-time payout so he wouldn't air the dirty laundry. He has been removed as host of The Bachelor, and his lawyer threatened to air the franchise's dirty laundry unless they made him very rich. And Troy, they're speculating $50 million
what?
As a goodbye gift. Yep. Eight figures. I'll tell you, he was making $600,000 an episode. Now, that was a long run. That was like 20 years for him.
$600,000 an episode?
Now, I'll tell you this. If you paid me $50 million, I wouldn't say a word. You zip my mouth shut.
He's like, give me the NDA right now. Yeah. For how much?
Sign on that line. Like, you're giving me $50 million and I'll have to work? Okay. Okay. Absolutely. I don't care if I have to leave embarrassed.
It's like, then embarrassment will write me a check all the way to the bank for $50 million.
Listen, and why are they paying him? To keep his mouth shut, right?
Yeah.
Because he'll call you out. He will call you out. In fact, you guys met Chris Harrison in Oxnard.
That's right.
And you did an interview with Chris Harrison. And you know what? He was quick to call out Sean for no research.
Chris Harrison, Jordy's Bachelor here at 105.3 The Fan. You've been out here in years past as well. Yeah. I know you're a huge Cowboy fan. So
from Dallas.
From Dallas.
You knew that, though. I went to Lake Highlands High School, but you knew that.
We're going to edit the beginning of this part out. My fiance is
on. Wow. I got a bio here for my man. I got a resume.
By the way, Chiloso is good, though. But, man, yeah, Chris Harrison got charged up about that. He said, put some respect on where I'm from, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Chris Harrison, it gets his millions to walk out the door when it comes to the Bachelor. But, wow. Chris Harrison, that's kind of messed up, man. Like, chill out, bro. Like, I didn't know where he was from initially, so good for him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dallas Cowboys have decided to make a change when it comes to the rest of their mandatory minicamp as we get ready to go around the National Football League here on your home of the Cowboys 105 Through the Fan. Kevin Gray alongside RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes holding it down. It is Sean and RJ, Thursday edition on your home of the Cowboys 105 Through the Fan. As we go around the National Football League, we start with what will be our guest at 9:20 today, Rob Phillips of DallasCowboys.com, senior writer for the Dallas Cowboys, at Rob Phillips 3. He tweets out, the Cowboys announced today's final minicamp practice has been changed to a dynamic group activity, i.e. a team bonding activity. So that's it for minicamp. The rookies will stick around for rookie camp next week. So the Cowboys had just a couple of days of practice yesterday and what would have been Tuesday. And now they have decided, Chop, to go ahead and take a break and team bonding activity. What do you think that? Let's just take some guesses at what you think the team bonding activity might be.
Skydiving.
That's definitely not happening.
Come on, Chop.
Definitely not happening.
No.
Although that is a funny video if you haven't seen the skydiver that landed on the Polish soccer field yesterday. He had to make an emergency landing. He lands. The referee runs up, gives him a yellow card.
Wait, what?
Very clever. And witty.
I just want to see Lael Collins out there riding tandem with some dude who's 160.
Absolutely not.
That's what I want to see.
Yes. I definitely don't want to see that.
It'll look like Lael's got a backpack on.
Yeah, definitely don't want to see that. I'm going to go with either main event or shenanigans.
I was thinking the same thing.
Shenanigans.
They have one in Rockwall, some other places in the Metroplex as well. It's the kind of place you go and you go bowling and arcade and laser tag and putt-putt. You know, it's like one of those places.
Yep. Okay. Go to like a paintball spot or something.
Ooh, there's a paintball's
good.
One in Garland.
Yeah. Like a go-kart.
Oh, you think they're going to go to the Speedway or whatever?
Speed Zone? Is that even open still? I don't even know that's open anymore.
So. Yeah.
Go get yourself some Speed Zone, some K1.
Apparently, the 346 is with you on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. They thought skydiving too, Choppy, as soon as they thought of
It's a good one, man. The Fan Text is loving me in the last 20 minutes.
I don't think signing your life away is a good way to have a team bonding activity. So,
no.
I don't think that's a good idea. But, hey, you never know. So the Cowboys' last day of minicamp is a team bonding activity. We heard earlier from Kareem Jackson on the Catch and Fade podcast alongside Aqib Talib about the idea that he knows or believes that Deshaun Watson wants to be a member of the Denver Broncos. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, Troy, he had a little bit of a response to Kareem Jackson's comments on the Rich Eisen show.
Check with some people. Not really true. What's happening with Deshaun Watson is everyone is recruiting him. Really, everyone across the NFL is being like, hey, man, you should come join us. And it sounds like Watson is pretty open. Like, yeah, hey, that'd be great. Yep, we'd love it. Yep, we'll see what happens. Open to it. And, you know, Kareem Jackson probably embellished that conversation a little bit for the pod. And, you know, here we are. But you talk about the quiet. The reason it's quiet is just because there's nothing going on. There's been no settlement, despite, I would say, significant settlement talks. There's been nothing agreed to, and we've seen the lawyers go back and forth on that. There's still teams interested in trading him, but It hasn't happened yet, and I haven't gotten the sense that Texans have engaged with anyone at all yet. So we're just literally nowhere. And, you know, minicamp is next week, assuming they have it. And we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, Ian's absolutely right here with, you know, Kareem Jackson going on to that Catching Fades podcast with, you know, Tlaib and basically saying, you know, oh, yeah, he definitely wants to come to Denver. You can count on your hand the number of NFL teams that don't want Deshaun because they already have a quarterback. So that's only about five, unless you are missing a finger. There's many teams that would love to have Deshaun Watson, and Denver's one of them.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I would give up, even not knowing what his punishments are going to be.
Ooh.
Right? I would still give up three first-round picks.
No, no, not three.
I would. That's the value for him. I would give it up.
Three?
And you'd wait the year that he would sit on the commissioner's exempt list?
Well, just think of it this way. If he had no issues with the with legal troubles, he's getting three first-round picks. Right?
I would agree with that.
Maybe more. I would give up the three. I'll tell you why. The chances that you hit on your first-round pick is about... So, since 2005, only 40% of first-round picks have signed a second contract with their team.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those guys are Goff and Wentz, who are gone. In fact, Stafford's one of them, too. He's gone now, too. So, it's three of them.
Stafford hate from you.
No, it's not hate. I'm just being factual.
I know.
So, you know, like, I'm looking at it from this perspective. Do I have a 40% chance that Deshaun Watson's going to play in any of the next 3 years? Yes, I have a greater than 40% chance that he's going to play. Do I know he's going to be great when he plays? Yes, I know that. Of course I'm doing it. I'll trade him. I'll take my lumps. I know I've got a future down the road. Let's do it.
Plus the lack of ability for teams to evaluate and find quarterbacks. You get Deshaun Watson in his prime, and it takes three first-rounders to get him. And I know I'm getting another at least 10 years out of Deshaun Watson.
People are terrible at evaluating talent.
Exactly.
I got hired.
Wait.
And I still have a job. People are horrible at evaluating talent.
Wrong button.
They can't figure out.
Don't co-sign on that.
Man, they can't figure out how to evaluate talent. Like, I'm still employed. So, of course people are bad at evaluating.
I don't know.
You were the backup option here.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know if Kevin knows that.
You were the backup option?
No, I mean, there's two guys. Yeah. Going for a job, me and somebody else, and the other guy decided to go with me.
Yeah, and the other guy decided the other to guy go to
Sports Center.
Yeah, he went to Sports Center named Matt Berry.
It's a Monday morning at Children's Medical Center in Dallas.
Hey, Dallas,
shut the front door.
Yeah,
this job came down between you and Matt Berry.
Yeah. Matt Berry wanted us to pay for his highlights. We couldn't afford them.
We basically said, look, you can't have a 27-inch waist and work here.
Wow, I did not know that story. Yeah. I had no idea.
When?
What do you see? What do you look at when you see Matt Berry on ESPN? Is there any thoughts that go across your mind when you see him?
I see a great head of hair.
Yes.
I used to work with Matt. Matt and I used to do a radio show when we were at ESPN together. We would do like a weekend show.
Uh-huh.
Matt's a good dude. I like Matt. No issues with Matt.
I had no idea. That's interesting story. Well, it worked out. You and Sean and RJ. You know, Sean, it worked out. Allen Iverson, Buda Baker's going to wear number 3 in tribute to Allen Iverson this upcoming season. How have you felt about the number changes across the league? Everybody changing their numbers these days. Your man Jalen Smith taking Tony Romo's number, number 9. Julio Jones, number 2. Buda Baker's going to wear number 3 in honor of an Allen Iverson. You in and out on the number changes around the NFL.
Right now.
I'm fine with, like, I love Jalen Smith changing the number. I love villains. He is going to be villainated. That's not a word.
Close. I like it.
Close. He's goated in my mind. He is goated in my mind for that one. That is the ultimate villain move.
I mean, I like the number changes. Let guys be who they are. If they have a certain number, especially if they've had a certain affinity with it and they've worn it throughout their careers or whatever the case may be, yeah, go ahead and do your thing. Yeah. It will be a little confusing, though.
Very confusing.
the first couple weeks.
Like, Brady's right. You know, Brady's right. Like, it's going to be difficult for them to spot the mic. right? Because a lot of times they do it by number. Like, they don't know who the guys on the other team are in terms of their name. A lot sometimes.
They go by number, yeah.
They go by number.
54 is the Mike! 54 is the Mike!
And now it's like, well, wait, hang on a second. I don't know. Is this guy a safety? What is he? But they do it in college. They figure it out in college.
That's true.
So, like, it's just going to be a little bit more difficult initially. And I know Tom wouldn't know about figuring out in college because he barely started. He couldn't even beat out Drew Henson. Yet somehow became the GOAT. I don't know how that happened.
I'm about to say, what's that got to do with the 7 Super Bowls that he's won now?
Nothing, but it shows that, you know, he can never be the GOAT. He wasn't that good in college. He's not even the College Football Hall of Fame.
Or the NFL, as it's proven again, didn't know how to evaluate quarterbacks.
They don't. They don't know how to evaluate. There's also that. There's no doubt about it. No doubt.
Todd Gurley is going to take a visit with the Baltimore Ravens today, sources tell NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. The former Ram and Falcon running back recently visited with the Detroit Lions. Now he's going to take a visit with the Baltimore Ravens. Todd Gurley potentially in a Baltimore Raven uniform. The precipitous fall of Todd Gurley and how quickly it happened was kind of wild to me, because for a while we were considering Todd Gurley as the best running back in all of the NFL. In fact, you know, Zeke was basing his contract on the Todd Gurley deal that he got when he was in Los Angeles. But the fall that he has had since leaving the Rams has been quite stark for your man Todd Gurley these days.
I totally forgot Todd was, like, still out there.
Low-key almost forgot he was in the league. Like, that's how dramatic the fall of Todd Gurley has been.
It was stunning. Like, he got signed and then, done.
It just went away.
Really went away. Because he was great, like, that last year with the Rams. He was fantastic.
Like, he unlocked that offense for Sean McVay.
It was a big, big part of it. And then, you know, in that playoff game, it was like, was it C.J. Anderson? Is that who that was?
That's right.
Yeah, the bowling ball.
Don't remind Cowboys fans of what C.J. Anderson did to us that day.
I was there at that game. I'm still watching him run by me.
Golly, man.
Love that stadium, too. That old one. That old decrepit.
The L.A. Coliseum?
Yeah.
That was a bad day. That was such a bad day. Watching C.J. Anderson run up and down our defensive line.
Man, I thought the Cowboys were going to win, too, because they marched right down.
They sure did.
Amari, you know, scored that touchdown on the crossing route. It's like, woo.
Here we go. I was like, here we go. Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. Oh, well. Cowboys disappoint us all the time, it seems like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.